Well, a friendly USD report helped give the market some pretty good strength to start the second week of December, and that kind of capped off on Tuesday with the report numbers actually being bullish corn, friendly to wheat, and neutral to the soybean market. But we did see good gains up until that Tuesday session. Wednesday, we started to fade the gains, and by the end of the week, we were looking at the marketplace just basically posting small changes from the previous week. Of course, we went up and tested some strong resistance levels, that $6 level in the Minneapolis wheat, $4.50 in December corn, and $10 in January soybeans. And all of them kind of failed as we saw technical selling and profit taking move into the marketplace once we crossed over those levels, which kind of accelerated kept the losses or the pressure coming into the market late in the week. By the time we finished, we saw Minneapolis wheat finishing up about 2 cents for the week, while Chicago wheat was down 3 to 5. Kansas City finished up 4 to 5. Over in the corn market, corn was 2 to 4 cents on the higher side, while soybeans dropped 4 to 5 cents. Soybean meal was down anywhere from $1.20 to 30 cents. And we're looking at 25 to 35 cent losses in the bean oil market. Canola did end with some gains. It was up anywhere from $4 to $6. The meats saw a pretty decent performance where we did see live cattle gain back some tremendous ground. Finally, we're starting to see the live cattle market have more strength than the feeder cattle as we're trying to, correct that crush that we've been seeing between feeder cattle and the live cattle market. Live cattle were up over $6, while we saw $1.50 to $3 gains in the feeder cattle market. Hogs dropped anywhere from $1.75 to $2. In the outside markets, crude oil was up over $3. Gold was up only $8. We saw almost the 0.9 cent gain in the dollar and an 870-point loss in the Dow.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.